From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States has a new president. Billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump took the oath of office in front of the U.S. Capitol building Friday. In echoes from his campaign for the White House, the new president painted a picture of workers left behind in the world's largest economy and people buffeted by global economic changes they have been powerless to overcome.
We are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Trump vowed to restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment with reconstruction of the country's deteriorating roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs.
Trump also vowed to unite the world against radical Islamic terrorism and, in his words, eradicate it completely from the face of the earth. After the new president's inaugural address, congressional leaders hosted the Trump family, along with Vice President Mike Pence and his family, at a lavish luncheon before the start of the inaugural parade down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House. For more on the inauguration of Donald Trump, log into our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.